And now, Appendix 2, the introduction to the original junk manuscript by William S. Burroughs, also narrated by T. Rider Smith.
In this book, I have written what I know about junk and the people who use it. The narrative is fiction, but it is based on facts of my experience. When I say junk, I mean opium or derivatives of opium, morphine, heroin, pantopan, Dilaudid, codeine, are the opium derivatives generally used in the States. I would not write about junk unless I had something special to say on the subject that had not already been said. The action of junk on the user is generically different from the action of any other drug. I think that junk is transitional between living and dead matter, between animal and vegetable life. You cannot avoid the feeling that junk is in some way alive. I can walk around in a strange town and say, "This is a junk neighborhood." I don't have to see junkies waiting around for the connection to spot junk territory. When I pass a place where junk has changed hands, the junk in my cells ticks like a Geiger counter. My junk counter is generally accurate, but sometimes I spot a place that used to be junk territory and is no longer in use. The counter tells me, "Junk here," but it does not say when. Why doesn't the counter tick when I pass a drugstore? Junk needs a host before it can take on its special junk qualities, because junk is a parasite that can live only in the blood of a user. The dependence on junk is not confined to addicts. Many narcotics agents and non-using peddlers are as much hung up on junk as any addict. They may not use it, but they need junk, and not just to make a living. The zeal of some agents derives from a special relation to junk. They are addicts at second hand, and for that condition, there is no cure. Anyone who has ever been an addict will always look like junk to anyone who can see junk. He may not have used it in 10 years, but the junk is still there. Official propaganda opposes any factual statement about junk, so that almost nothing accurate has been written on the subject. When newspapers, magazines, and movies deal with junk, they seldom deviate from the officially sponsored myth. I will go over the main points of this myth. 1. All drugs are more or less similar, and all are habit-forming. This myth lumps cocaine, marijuana, and junk together. Marijuana is not at all habit-forming, and its action is almost the direct opposite from junk action. There is no habit to cocaine. You can develop a tremendous craving for cocaine, but you won't be sick if you can't get it. When you have a junk habit, on the other hand, you live in a state of chronic poisoning for which junk itself is the specific antidote. If you don't get the antidote at 8-hour intervals and enough of it, you develop symptoms of allergic poisoning, yawning, sneezing, watering of the eyes and nose, cramps, vomiting and diarrhea, hot and cold flashes, loss of appetite, insomnia, restlessness and weakness, in some cases circulatory collapse, and death from allergic shock. The junkie needs junk like the diabetic needs insulin. Junk creates a deficiency so the body cannot function without more junk at regular intervals. It seems that junk takes over the function of certain body chemicals, and that the body does not produce these chemicals during addiction. Withdrawal of junk creates a deficiency condition, which continues until the body gets back in production on the chemicals that were replaced by junk. When I say habit-forming drug, I mean a drug that alters the endocrine balance of the body in such a way that the body requires that drug in order to function. So far as I know, junk is the only habit-forming drug according to this definition. 2. A drug habit is formed instantly on first use, or at most after 3 or 4 shots. From this notion derive the stories of people becoming addicts after using a few headache pills given them by the sympathetic stranger. Actually, a non-user would have to take a shot every day for at least a month to get any kind of habit. The stranger would go broke handing out samples. But a cured addict, even if he has not used it for years, can get a new habit in a few days. He is allergic to junk.